couple of things we're following this afternoon. First of all, about 300 Duke Energy customers still without power in Orange County. A lot of this concentrated around Fordham Boulevard and Irwin Road from last night's storms. They're still working on restoring power. Estimated turn on time later on this afternoon. Meanwhile, about 55 acres of trees in Chapel Hill and Carver are going to be clear cut soon. We reported on that at the end of last week, but a little bit of a twist in that story reported over the weekend initially by the Herald Sun that someone is driving spikes into some of those trees to get in the way of the clear cutting. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge joins us now here in the studio to talk about that and more. What's going on?
Yeah, it's been a busy day so far to start off the week. A lot of homes damaged down due to downed trees and things from the power lines or the storms that came through last night, falling on a power lines, in some cases falling into homes, just doing a lot of damage there. So hopefully we'll be back up and running and back to normal speed tomorrow for everybody. And sounds like next few hours they'll be getting the power cut back on to the homes that, and customers that are remaining without power. But in regards to the clear cutting that you were talking about, yeah, last week we got some word earlier in the week that there had been some spiking is what it was described to us initially as, and then called the Chapel Hill Police Department and got a little more information from them. And it's a really strange occurrence here that has developed over the last few days that we've found out more about it, I guess. And this is where, in this case, nails, their older rusty nails, have been hammered into some of the trees that are on the land that is to be clear cut. The situation there is that if they are below a certain point, or with them being older rusty nails, they're kind of hard to see in a lot of the cases because they're blending into the bark and things, and they could cause significant damage to the equipment as it is cutting the trees, or else mm-hmm. the individuals who are operating that equipment either in that initial process where the trees are just being cut down, or when they're being taken care of on a little more hand basis, where chainsaw cutting it up later on after the fact or something like that, rather than just the large pieces of equipment that may be cutting through these. But there's significant concern from the property owners and the those who are representing them in this case. Tom Calhoun is in real estate and representing the property owners in this case, and said that they have found at least six trees initially on their first pass through that had some of these, and saying that it had been vandalized in the way that he put it. And what we got from Chapel Hill Police was that the nails were put into the tree, and it looks like they were in a pattern, and there was a similar instance back last year, in April of last year, down at Southern Village, near the park down at Southern Village, where someone had done nailed nails into a tree in a specific pattern, and they were found and arrested in that case for damage to public property. And it's still some confusion over whether this is maybe the same person had done it on this property, and we're just now finding out as they're getting, you know, prepared to clear cut this land, or if this is a move. It certainly seems as though the property owners and those representing them in this case feel it may be done to try to sabotage some of the harvesting process from clear cutting the trees from those who are anxious and do not want the trees to be cut down at all.
You mentioned that they found these while doing a pass through. Were they doing mm-hmm. a pass through looking for something like this, or
from what we were gathered, it was kind of going through talking with town staff about trees that would be coming down and that kind of thing, walking the property basically just in preparation for getting the equipment out there and starting this process, which they were expecting to get the equipment out over the weekend. Not mm-hmm. sure how the storms last night may have impacted them. They were thinking they could initially get started this morning.
So speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge, so what now happens? Do they have to go and check every tree? Does it
So they're marking
the
trees.
What happens
yeah, they're
next?
Marking the trees that they have found so far, and try to work around those in a way that nobody is going to get hurt or the equipment is not going to be damaged. Chapel Hill Police said last week that they were looking into it to see what may come of it, or if it was just a similar instance to what was happening down at the park at Southern Village and just happening upon it now. There is some discrepancy from, again, the representative of the property owners in this case, saying that when that type of damage is done to a tree, you'll see kind of the scarring from it, if you will, of mm-hmm. sap and things like that that have come out. And they said that that's not the case. You don't see that in these scenarios, meaning that if that is the case, and if that means that they were put in relatively recently, then with rusty nails, then there could be a little more validity to the argument that someone intentionally was doing this. But we don't have any type of firm answer on this. It's just a really... really bizarre story.
I feel like someone did intentionally do this.
Well, they definitely intentionally did it. Whether they intentionally did it while for the same reasons as the woman who did it at Southern Village Park, mm-hmm. which police said was dealing with some mental health issues in that scenario, and they were able to kind of work along that front, or if somebody is intentionally going out there and using rusty nails to hit into the tree in an attempt to sabotage any type of potential harvesting or anything they get up.
So to the extent that Chapel Hill police are involved, that suggests that this is at least a misdemeanor that they're looking into. What is the police
involvement?
It's
vandalism. I mean, it's damage to someone else's property at the end of the day.
Is that what it would be that they're looking into?
That was, okay. And it was damage to public property back in the other instance mm-hmm. because it was a Chapel Hill park. But at the end of the day, it's going and damaging someone else's property. So I believe if there is any further type of evidence and anything else carried out through this, that would be possibly one end result. But definitely some, at least some thought, again, from the property owners in this case, that this was done in an intentional way specifically for harming their opportunity to harvest the trees. And of course, that could result in damage to equipment and, again, injuries to people that are out there working the land.
All right, we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.